Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sad breaking news to pass along this afternoon. A construction worker who was up north working at Northwest Berry Road near North Boardwalk Avenue was struck and killed. A construction worker struck and killed, and then the car kept going.
Didn't stop?
It was at 10:40 this morning. Officers responded to a fatal hit and run. A preliminary investigation revealed that a light-colored mid-sized SUV was traveling west on Northwest Berry Road from North Boardwalk, struck a construction worker, and then left. Minutes later, the construction worker was declared dead by the Kansas City Fire Department, sadly. And then the driver of the SUV was apprehended shortly thereafter. I don't know how they made such quick work of that, but hats off to the police department. They got the driver.
Good.
Is it true? I've seen the signs. You hit a construction worker.
You are in big trouble.
$10,000.
Mm-hmm. It's a $10,000 fine, and I think the punishment for that is heightened as well.
I would not be
if
one bit surprised.
If you kill someone in a work zone.
And I believe, and I'm just going off memory here, if I'm wrong, forgive me.
God, it scares me to death.
If you're caught speeding in a construction zone, they double the fine automatically.
I think so too, yeah.
And rightfully so. I think they ought to do that. I don't know if they do this. They ought to do that in a school zone, too.
School zone, I would say for the tow truck drivers that we have listening, you have to move over. I call it the move over law, the move left law.
Well, you're supposed to move over if you can safely do it. I remember driving home, maybe it was last month, excuse me, and, you know, at 6:15, 6:20 at night, there's not a ton of traffic on Shawnee Mission Parkway once you get past 435. And there was on that long hill that goes down into Western California, there was a police officer who had pulled somebody over or was assisting somebody. I don't know if they were in trouble or if they just had their car broken down. And lights were on the police car, and everybody got over except one moron. And I thought to myself, you better make sure that you don't hit that cop. Because by law, you're supposed to get over if you can safely do so. And this person easily could have gotten over. And for whatever reason, decided it wasn't worth their time tonight. And I thought, please, God, don't let that police officer get out of the car.
Last year, they have numbers available. In 2022, there were 898 fatalities in work zones.
Wow.
108 highway worker fatalities in road construction sites. So the transportation incident, they're including everything there, like, you know, a worker who accidentally backs his truck into a colleague. Yeah. They're including everything. But it is a dangerous job. And then you throw in people not paying attention or on their cell phones or bending over to pick up your hamburger that you dropped.
Yeah, there was a guy, I think it was late last week, and he was on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and he was right next to me. I was in the right lane, and he was in the left, but he had pulled up. We had left a traffic light, and he's going roughly the same speed as me.
Okay.
Because we're literally side by side. And first of all, that gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
When somebody is going the exact same speed as me on a place like Shawnee Mission Parkway. I look over, he must have been steering with his knees. He's got both hands on his cell phone typing a text.
Oh, God.
And that stretch of Shawnee Mission Parkway is 55 miles an hour.
Oh, social driving drives me nuts.
I mean, I absolutely refuse to look at a text or send a text if my car is moving. Now, if I'm at a stoplight and, you know, I just saw it turn red and here I am, you know, second, third car in, if I get a text, I will look at it if the car is stopped.
Yeah.
But I'm way past, and I'm not a saint. You guys know that. But There was a time where I would text and drive all the time.
I've seen people with two sets of readers on, like Dana, who are holding the phone as far away from them as they possibly can.
Not only can you not text and drive, you can't even read what you're sending, lady.
He has a good point. Why do you have two readers? You literally have two pairs of readers.
What are you talking about?
Touch the top of your head.
Oh, I have two on right now?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I do. Wow. You know, I just keep them handy.
Or heady.
Or heady. Or facey. Yeah, that's bad. That is, I need the clap on, clap off.
What are you talking about? Your head.
I thought you meant, why do you own two pair? And I'm like, are you kidding? I own like 30 pair.
No, you have two pairs of readers on your head.
We need cameras in the studio.
No, we do not.
Oh my God.
Well, do you need a pair? I've got two. I will share.
No, I have my own. I like these. I just got them. Pope Leo XIV affirmed today that priests must be celibate and insisted that bishops take firm and decisive action to deal with sex abusers as he gave marching orders today to the world's Catholic leaders. Leo met in St. Peter's Basilica with about 400 bishops and cardinals from 38 countries attending this week's special Holy Year celebrations for clergy. Uh-huh. Okay. History's first American pope reaffirmed today that the primary role of the bishops is to forge unity in his diocese among clergy and to be close to his flock in word and in deed. Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Sam Stevie III, she is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.